Aircheckdownloads.com. 97 to 99 FM.
Radio 1.
Music. Then.
Well, we'd like to say happy birthday to Radio 1.
Or even sing happy birthday.
Oh, we could sing it in a minute. Happy birthday, Radio 1. Happy birthday to you.
Weekday mornings from 4 till 7. A man in a studio with headphones on. The Early Bit with Chris Moyles.
Melody, jollity, hilarity.
The Early Bit with Chris Moyles. 97 to 99 FM. Radio 1.
Oh, bless your heart.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. Place Your Hands, and before that, Fat Boy Slim with Everybody Loves the Carnival. Ramalama-lama-lama-ding-dong in the house. And very good morning to you if you just joined us. A bit like Jude, who joined us about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago from the land of the dead. It's Radio 1, big 30th anniversary. Today's 30 years of Radio 1! 30 years of Radio 1! Tony Blackburn started off in the morning, and 30 years later, me, Mark and Lard. Oh, how things have gone downhill since those great hurly-burly days. So, Jude and I were at the party last night, weren't we?
Yeah.
You used to have a little yawn there.
Sorry.
Simon wasn't at the party last night.
No, I was in bed.
And is also miles away from the microphone. Move the microphone so it's near you. There you go.
I was in bed asleep.
Still can't hear him.
Where were you last night?
I was in bed asleep.
Ah. Hey.
Were you in bed asleep last night, by any chance?
I was in bed asleep.
Okay. What were you doing last night, then? Let's see if anybody else had as exciting night as we did last night. What were you doing last night, Simon?
I was in bed asleep.
Okay. 0500 110100. I don't want lies, I want the truth. What were you doing last night? I was watching Simon Mayo get very, very drunk for a lot of the night. That's what I was doing last night. But what were you doing? Let's find out. 0500 110100. Call us up. And the best one wins a signed picture of Terry Wogan and a bit of Simon Mayo's beer. If there's any left that didn't go in his tummy. Todd Terry, something going on in my trousers. Do you know what that is, Clive?
No.
Excitement from last night.
Woo!
What did you do last night, Clive Warren?
I went to the party.
What did you do last night, Simon?
I was in bed asleep, Chris.
Can I relay Bones' story?
Oh, you got to. Let me just explain to oh, well, people know Bones. Bones, the man. System. The man, the night man here at Radio 1. The man who makes the night time at Radio 1.
Correct.
Why was he there? I didn't see him there last night.
No, he wasn't there. You see, what happened is, no one really knew where this place was. It was a part of London that, you know, you just don't sort of know about, you know.
Common area.
No. And he got up there on the train, and he thought, well, I'll ask for directions when I get there. And he come out of the tube station and asked for directions. Oh, yeah, it's just down the corner, down the road. And he followed the directions of all these people, and he couldn't find where the party was.
Oh.
So he walked about 4 miles, gave up, and got the bus back to work. Missed the whole thing.
That's great.
That's terrible.
God bless him. And then you pile in and go, oh, what a fantastic night.
I know.
And then everybody piles in off the coach about halfway in the morning. Oh, I am a great night. Oh,
I love you.
And then I was very surprised to see there's no gravel in reception when I came in. Because normally, like, after work's dues, there's normally a bit of gravel and a smell in the reception area. I think you know what I mean
by
that.
I know what you mean, yeah.
And there wasn't. I was very, very impressed, actually. Nobody gobbed up. Do you know, that's what I say. Do you know what I mean? Nobody, you know, right.
We know.
So what was everybody else doing last night? 0500 110 100. Stuart in Didcot was playing chess. Lee from Wolverhampton was fixing burglar alarms. Alan from Barnsley was practicing to be as good as I am a DJ on the radio.
Right, okay.
And Gav and Stu are still decorating Chesterfield and have been all night. They're decorating in Chesterfield. they'll be there for months, won't they? Oh, I see, not decorating Chesterfield, just decorating in Chesterfield. Okay, right, so. 0500 110 100, what did you do last night? Was your night as exciting as watching the boss of BBC Radio, Matthew Bannister, getting more and more drunk as the night went on, kissing men on the cheek?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're on the contract
then. Did you have a good night last night like Clive Warren and I watching Tim Westwood, the cool rap man, going, I'm going to go home, I'm knackered. That was a great... couldn't believe it. I never thought I'd see the day when that would happen. 0500 110 100.
Now why you want to go and do that?
Janet Jackson, Got Till It's Gone. You don't know what you've got till it's gone. Neil from Hull put an automatic chain oiler on his motorbike last night. That's what he did. I snogged Jane Middlemas.
No.
Not snog, not tongues. But we did kiss. Simon Didcot went and fed old people as part of his community service. There you go. Jeff and others in Devon were totally naked in the middle of the moor. That's quite similar to the party last night, actually. Although I was very surprised to see that there was no in-work bonking going on, as far as I was aware. I didn't see any boffing going on whatsoever. Last night at the party.
No,
very, very disappointed.
No,
now Jude's looking through the letter to go, I did later. Although she did say that she did... well, what's the word? She did say that somebody was a bit of a dirty old perv who works here. And she said, does X name of person who works radio and always try and get off with everybody at parties when he's drunk?
Who?
I can't possibly reveal.
Mouth it to me.
I can't possibly reveal.
Mouth it.
I can't.
Go on.
I've forgotten his name. What's the name of the bloke who does all the music who works with Jeff Smith?
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, Chris. Oh, no, I can't.
The Mark Radcliffe Breakfast Show. 97.99 FM. Caffeine Man.
Sings like an angel, looks like a pork pie. Bjork, it's so quiet, and it says on my little log, beware of Bjork's final shh right at the end. So she's like opening a pop, fizzy pop, right at the end of a heavy recording day. Never mind. News next, and then more music and talking on 30 years of Radio 1. Where's the love? It's in about 8 years' time for you, Hanson. Just after your pubic hair has appeared. It's 4:30, it's 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
New music first. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1. News.
It's the last day for handgun owners to give up their weapons to the police. Radio 1 News Beats, I'm Ian Pannell.
Radio 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
New music.
Radio 1.
Then.
To 99 FM, Radio 1, 30th anniversary today. We're 30 years old. So, happy birthday to you if you're 30 years old. You never know. You could be. Check your birth certificate or something. Might have forgot. And it was really weird because Clive Warren was, it was his birthday yesterday and he was 24. So, happy birthday to Clive Warren. 6 years younger than Radio 1. Sorry, 34. That's it, 34. 4 years older. Sorry, 44, sorry. Oh, no, that's Mark Goodyear. Oh, no, he's 54, isn't he? So the one thing that was really bad about last night, with went to the party and everything, that was all fine, and blah, 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 and we're all a bit tired this morning. That's why we're not saying anything. We'll start the show at 5, by the way. We decided we're going to start the show at 5. We can't be bothered to do anything. We're just too arsed, to be quite honest. But I missed EastEnders last night, and I was really looking forward to the return to Albert Square after all the shenanigans that went on in Ireland with the true-to-life view of Irish people by the BBC in EastEnders. Every time I go to Ireland, it is just like one big scene from Father Ted, isn't it? With drunken people running all over the place. Donkeys and ponies and whales wandering through the streets of the village. Marvellous. So, I missed it. So if anything interesting happened last night on the telly, give us a ring and let us know. And then just tell us about it. And then save watching it, really. Get the best of both worlds. Out last night, got drunk. And then you tell us what happened on the telly. Best of both worlds, isn't it? 0500 110100. So what was on last night? EastEnders was on last night. Bill was on last night. Brookie was on last night. Corrie was on last night.
Was?
Yeah. What else was on? Jack Doherty show was on. Nothing interesting is going to happen in that, though, is it, really? Well, you never know. Sam O'Meara was on it the other week, so who knows who was on last night? Does even Jack Doherty know? I would hazard a guess, probably not. It's 10 to 5. This is Babyface.
Word is born.
Most more. Sorry, it's not Babyface, it's Wizard Ball. The Wizard of Oz, or something, I don't know.
Aircheckdownloads.com.